What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
We're heading off to the movies now with Aaron Camp from Youth for Christ. He's our Cinemaniac. If you'd like to see some more of his reviews, you can go to cinemaniac.ws. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Rodney.
Has it been a busy period for you over the last little while?
It has been. I had a few days off as well over in Melbourne, which was nice. But yes, all the big movies are coming out, so it's time to head off to the cinema as well and try and catch a few of those.
What's coming out of the movies at the moment?
Okay, well, today we've got one for the kids. Alvin and the Chipmunks is out, so that's a bit of live action with CGI. It looks like a good, fun film. And also today we have I Am Legend, which is the one starring Will Smith about the last man on Earth. And then next week, getting into one that's going to probably hit the awards circuit quite heavily, is American Gangster, the new Ridley Scott film starring Russell Crowe and Denzel Washington. Then we have a romantic comedy, 27 Dresses, and another one for the kids, the latest one from Walden Media called The Water Horse, Legend of the Deep, which is kind of a interesting look at the legend of a Loch Ness. So
I actually got to see a preview of The Water Horse.
Ah, did you?
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah.
And we went along with the family and weren't quite sure whether we were going to enjoy it, but we were given some passes to go along and thought, well, we'll go and check it out, and I'll be interested in your views on that once you get a chance to look at it, because thought it was a great movie.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, well, from Walden Media, so they're usually pretty reliable in terms of producing positive family-friendly films, so yeah, it should be a good one.
Mm. Now, one of the new movies that's out at the moment and causing quite a stir is The Golden Compass. You went off to see it.
Yes, I did. I thought with all this controversy that's been stirred up and with the Catholic group over in the States trying to ban the film and stuff, I thought, oh, gee, could be a good one for me to go along and check out and see what it's all about. So I headed along, and for those who don't know, the film is based on the book Northern Lights by Philip Pullman. And The Golden Compass is set in another world, a world where a person's soul doesn't live inside them, but rather it takes the form of an animal and walks beside them. And the film also has this church-like organization called the Magisterium that controls the world and desires to have total authority over everyone. Now, very early in the film, we're introduced to Lyra, a young girl very curious about the world around her. She happens at one stage to spy on her uncle, Lord Asriel, saving his life and being introduced to the concept of dust, this particle formation that provides people with truth and freedom. Now, Lyra then sets off on a journey with Mrs. Coulter, played by Nicole Kidman, and is given a golden compass, the last one that the Magisterium hasn't found, which gives her the ability to know the truth. And through a whole series of events involving ice bears, aeronauts, witches, and nomadic sailors, Lyra finds herself trying to save her friend and in the process stopping the Magisterium from forcibly controlling everybody. And as it turns out, Lyra is a child of prophecy, one who will be instrumental in the war for free will. So, why are Christians concerned about this? Well, in a sense, the film is anti-Christian, though I haven't read the book, and apparently the film is much more watered down in comparison to the book. But it's anti-Christian with the idea that the Magisterium is the church and want to keep dust, or sin, away from people. Dust, however, is shown as being good and providing knowledge and freedom. And the Magisterium is shown as being evil and controlling, wanting to take away free will. Which, in essence, is the opposite of what Christianity teaches. The film is very postmodern in its philosophy and is really more against authority rather than Christianity. It promotes the idea that you know what's best for you, so why listen to someone else or be told what to do or think, and so on. And if the film is supposed to be against Christianity, the depiction of the church, of the concept of sin and of free will are so far removed from what Christianity actually teaches that essentially it's not even worth worrying about. And to top it all off, as a film, it falls fairly short of being the grand epic it promised to be. Despite a few excellent sequences and some moments of great adventure, the plot seems a bit muddled and doesn't really answer many of the questions that it raises. But I suppose the sequel may be the thing that does answer those questions for us. So in the end, it's not a bad film, but not one that, you know, I'd be racing off to see. It doesn't have that, you know, grand epic feel of, you know, the old Lord of the Rings trilogies or anything like that. So But yeah.
So essentially, it's just a fantasy film, and those negative connotations really have to be read into it. You have to go in with a mind that this is what it's saying.
Well, absolutely. I don't think anybody who... you'd have to be really against Christianity to kind of go in there and find this that is totally against Christianity. I really found that it was more against the authoritarian type character, people who really want worldly power and so forth, which in reality, as we know it, that's not the church. So, yeah, you'd have to go in there with that mindset to take that away from it.
So really, the author, Philip Pullman, comes from a point of view of saying, this is what I believe the church is and it's wrong, and yet he's actually missed the mark. He doesn't actually get what it's about. So he is actually rallying against something that doesn't really exist.
Exactly. And not having read the book, I can't go into too much detail about what his actual thoughts are, but I do know that the book, you know, has the authoritarian godlike creature at some point, you know, losing all their power and stuff like that. But his ideas of God in the first place are so far off base. It's not really worth Christians getting so worried about it, trying to boycott the film, because it really doesn't teach any kind of truth as we know it.
The film doesn't portray that. I guess one concern that Christians may have is that if people go along and they say, okay, the film is harmless enough, and they'll go along and they'll see that, but there may be a concern that that would introduce young people into the writings of Philip Pullman, who, as you say, the books themselves have a lot more to say, and probably they're more of a concern than the movie. So I guess there's still that concern, and parents need to be aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that parents should be aware of is that the film is very anti-authority, and it almost teaches kids that, you know, you don't have to listen to anybody, which parents might find of a concern when they're trying to tell their kids what to do, and the kids just turn around and go, well, I don't have to listen to you. So that would probably be more of a concern than that. But yeah, as you say, the books, if they do go into more detail with this anti-Christian message, might be of more concern. But I will say as well, what I did like about the film is that it's about a girl who wants to discover the truth. She is curious and doesn't just take whatever authority's word for it is, and wants to discover the truth for herself. And she's able to see the good in people with the help of the golden compass that has been given to her. So, and I thought that's an interesting spin on the story as well. If we look at, you know, Christians and what we believe about Jesus and so forth, he's kind of our compass in terms of guiding us in the right direction and so forth. And Lyra in the film has a golden compass, which she uses constantly to guide her in the right direction in order to make the right choices. So that's another interesting angle on the film there. So.
Indeed. Sounds like an interesting one, but not one that, as you say, you'd rush out and see again.
No, there's plenty of other things at the cinema that are more worthy of spending your $10 or $15 on, I believe. So.
Okay. What's coming out on DVD at the moment?
DVD this week, we have the romantic comedy No Reservations, starring Catherine Zeta-Jones, and also a comedy film that I haven't seen called The Wendell Baker Story, and it's made by the Wilson brothers, Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson, mm-hmm. and so on. So could be a fun film for Owen Wilson fans there. And then next week, we have the film Hairspray coming out, which is a good musical type film, and Nicolas Cage in Next is coming out, which if you're an action fan, you might enjoy that one, but it's not the best action film going around, and you can probably do better. So,
okay, well, Aaron, thank you very much. Speaking to Aaron Camp from YFC's Cinemaniac, if you'd like to check out some more of his movie reviews, just go to the website cinemaniac.ws. Aaron, thank you. We'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Rodney.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.